now joined with head coach of the Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys picked up your third straight victory last week. What did you like overall from the performance? You guys have strung together quite a few impressive performances.
Yeah, I like how our group is doing things right now. I think they're buying into what we've been talking about. Is obviously, you can see the approach that we're kind of taking and a lot of volume at the net. I think it's always a perspective thing. Is shooting the puck allows us to have ozone draws, allows us to have time in the ozone, which in turn takes away from a lot of time in our zone. And I think that's kind of been showing. Obviously, Tov's had a really, really good month for us here, as we saw in the BCHL. He was awarded. So, no, I think our group is going in the right direction at the right time here. But at the end of the day, we got to keep doing those things and make sure that we don't stray from it.
And over the last four games, you guys have scored 18 goals and have averaged 49 shots a game over that span. You touched on it a little bit earlier, the volume of shots towards the front of the net. How do you get that message through across to the players, and how have they been doing over that course of the last couple of weeks here?
It's not easy. I think, especially in today's game, guys want to look for, I guess, a better play sometimes. They see the NHL and they see the highlights. Like, people don't actually watch full games nowadays, so they see the highlights of the nice plays, the nice passes, and that's what I think sometimes is in their brain, when in actuality there's a full process of getting stuff to the net, to open things up, to spread D zones out, to make those passes available. And I think we've had a way better approach here of late and doing that. And it's also one of those things is when you're preaching that and you start to score four goals a game, it's easier for those guys to buy into it. So it's good to see our offense coming along, but also good to see that we're keeping it out of our net at the same time.
And taking a look at the special teams over the course of the win streak, 33% of the man advantage and 100% on the PK. Obviously, we've talked about it quite a bit over the course of the season, but what has got the message through so well for your team over the course of the last couple of weeks here?
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to that. I think guys are on the PK, I think guys are buying into that's their job and taking some pride in it. The power play is a little bit fickle, I guess, sometimes a little bit more. Maybe some confidence things where guys have kind of put some pucks in the net. Obviously, we've changed some things up on that power play as well, so different looks. Maybe just something fresh in their brain and something that they're excited about's giving them a little bit of extra boost here. So we need to continue doing that. It was obviously one of those things going into Christmas break that we really, really thought we had to get way better at. And as of right now, we have. But at the end of the day, like I was talking about before, they need to keep doing it here because it makes or break games in this league.
And last question for you, your fourth meeting now on the season with Wenatchee. The home team has taken the first three games. What's the key to success here tonight against the Wild?
Yeah, it's one of those ones. I think they're playing a little bit shorthanded, so I would say that getting off to a good start against these guys would be key, and using our depth to roll our lines and make sure that we have more energy than they do in the key times of the game. So I think we've been a good team at home here, and hopefully we can ride that, I guess, momentum that we've kind of worked for here at home into tonight and make sure that we get out of here with a win.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Wenatchee Wild, Chris Clark. Chris, you guys are coming off a big 4-3 victory last night over the Merritt Centennials. Overall, what did you like for the performance in your second straight win?
Yeah, I thought it was a good 60-minute effort. I know the score is probably a little tighter than we wanted it to be, but I thought their goalie was exceptional last night and really kept them in the game. But I was really happy with all facets of our game, and I thought we played a 60-minute effort.
And a big part of last night's success for you guys, the specialty teams. 2-for-4 in the man advantage and 3-for-3 in the penalty kill. How big is that for your group to continue going forward and help with the success in this final stretch?
It's almost every night in this league it's a difference as power play and penalty kill. So you want to try to win those matchups every night, and you definitely have a much greater chance of winning if you do win those. And so we'll need those to be good again tonight.
And dealing with a bit of an injury bug right now, you guys played with 10 forwards last night, going to be doing the same here tonight. What can you say about the resiliency of your group to come back and play a solid effort with just 10 forwards?
Yeah, it is what it is. Everybody goes through it this time of the year. You guys had it last time you were down in our building. So It's the nature of the beast. It's junior hockey. You got to learn to battle through adversity. It's a great opportunity for guys to play a little bit bigger role than they normally probably would. And that usually excites the kids. So, but yeah, it's been good. Our guys have responded well to it, and we're going to need them to respond well again tonight.
And you guys have a good thing going right now with a two-goalie system, kind of going back and forth. What can you say about the play of your two goaltenders and how big it is to have confidence in both of them as the season moves along?
Yeah, our guys definitely have confidence in both our kids, and they both played well this year. And we'll need to continue to lean on them, especially with the grind of junior hockey. You need to have two guys, in my opinion, that you can go back and forth with. And we are lucky that we have that, and tonight it'll be Andy.
And last question for you, your fourth meeting now on the season with Salmon Arm. The home team has taken the first three meetings. What's the key to success here against the Silverbacks?
Take care of the puck. In the game that you guys came back and beat us here in the beginning of the year, we had some untimely turnovers that you guys capitalized on, and really even in our building. Your guys' greatest scoring chances came off our turnover, so we got to take care of the puck. When we have nothing, we got to get it in deep, and we got to forecheck.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Chris, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.